to 7 feet every 10 seconds. There's also a small craft advisory, which will remain in effect throughout this evening. This Saturday special, or this hour at least, is being brought to you by Specialized Aviation at the Watsonville Airport. Learn to fly an airplane or a helicopter starting at $59 for a 30-minute flight around the beautiful Monterey Bay. Find out how you can start living your dreams today by calling Specialized Aviation, 831-763-2244, or you can find us on the web at sphelly.com. If you missed that, I believe we'll have some more information to cover that for you again coming up on the Saturday special. Speaking of which, MZ, it's time to get this thing started. Are you ready?
Dave, I'm back. I'm ready. I'm all refreshed.
Yeah, I can see you. You look stronger than ever.
As what's her name would say, what's that line from? That's from Blazing Saddles with Madeline Kahn.
I haven't seen that movie yet.
I'm all refreshed.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Good. 3 weeks away. Well, no, 2 weeks away from Saturday special. But then, anyhow, what a pleasant surprise to see your smiling face here on Saturday.
Oh, I thought you were looking at the tangy tangerine there that I have for sale.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
That's not a surprise because you're going great guns. You're going to be best of all.
Don't you see how lean I'm getting, MZ? Look
Holy
at me.
Christmas.
Look at this. So manly from taking that. That's just great.
That is great. Well, terrific. Good to have you aboard
Thank
here,
you.
Dave. It's always an honor and a privilege. So let's open the program officially.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today you know. On KSCO Radio.
Oh, yeah, well, I forgot that I'm supposed to turn a mic off here. Welcome to Saturday Special. Excuse me, now I'm going to use the cough button. All right, welcome to the Saturday Special. Hour number one, it's going to be a pretty interesting program talking about zealots bullying our advertisers and some of them with balls standing up to them.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Are you ready, Dave? Are you ready, Dave? Are you ready, Dave? Hit it. Hit it.
I'm ready.
Hit it. There it is.
Remember the big Rush Limbaugh controversy in early March in which his unkind words about a young college woman and contraception led to a firestorm of demands that Rush be silenced? KSCO caught intense heat from all directions. Opponents of Rush demanded that we break our contract and drop his show immediately or they would boycott our station and Rush advertisers, while Rush supporters were outraged that we would even consider dropping Rush when we put a poll on our website. Sheesh! I recently learned that very few local advertiser spots are currently running in Rush's show on KSCO, not because the advertisers don't want to reach Rush's huge KSCO audience, but rather because KSCO wants to protect its advertisers from being badgered and threatened by people who monitor the show and call businesses they hear advertising on Rush. Say what? Ladies and gentlemen, instead of trying to kill what they don't like, why don't these people just not listen, or better yet, try to compete and win others over to their perspective using logic and reasonable discussion? It makes me wonder how many business owners there are in KSCO land who have the guts to stand up to these censorial bullies. That's our topic on the next KSCO special, this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Are We Men or Are We Mice Radio, AM 1080 KSCO.
So there I was in Panama, at the Panama Canal, wondering what was going on back home here at KSCO. And I got near an open, you know, Wi-Fi signal, you know, for my iPhone. So I figured, hey, I can call just like a local phone number. I can call back home. So I called the radio station. I connected with Michael Olson, our fabulous general manager and general sales manager and everything. And I said, how are things? He said, things are great. Things are wonderful. And I said, have there been any losses of advertisers as a result of this Rush Limbaugh thing, which happened a couple of months ago. And he said, no, not a one. And he said, but probably that's because of how we have been handling it. And I said, what do you mean? And he says, well, we're not running local advertiser spots, with a very few exceptions, in the Rush Limbaugh program. And I said, what? I said, I know we were doing that in the beginning when all this was hot and heavy, when it was going on. I said, we're still doing that like 2 months later? He says, well, yeah, except for a few people. And a couple of those people here are in the radio station with us here, a couple of our wonderful advertisers. And we have all of our advertisers are wonderful. And I don't want this thing to – I don't want to put out the wrong information. And so the most important thing for this program was for me to get a commitment from Michael himself to be here and set the record straight in case I was saying anything that was not quite right. Okay?
I'm innocent.
Okay. So, and not to beat a dead horse either. You know, we've done a couple of programs in the past about, you know, should we keep Rush or should we get rid of Rush and all that kind of stuff. That's not what this show is about, ladies and gentlemen. What this show is about is pure and simple censorship and curtailment of freedom of speech. And if there's something that I don't like, should I simply not pay it any heed? Or should I try to prevent you from being able to hear it if you happen to want to hear it? And that's the issue of this of the program here. But Michael, start us out, please, by telling you're the one who came up with this idea about how to protect our advertisers.
Well, I just moved them out of the firing line, you know, just move them aside a little bit and let people yell at nothing.
I think that sounded great. And that was, when I first heard it, I said, oh, geez, that's crazy. Isn't that sort of backing down? Isn't that sort of...
Well, what you want to do is put the advertisers in front of the anger. Why should they... No one will pay for that.
No, I don't want to do that.
You do.
I don't want to put advertiser. Well, okay, let's talk to advertiser number one, Chris Gilardi, who happens to be sponsoring this program from Specialized Specialized Helicopters. Chris, welcome to KSCO. I've known you for years. You're a great guy. I have a wonderful, successful, fun business in Specialized.
Thrilling.
Yeah. Great. Based at Watsonville Airport, you're a fixed-based operator that trains people how to fly airplanes, how to fly helicopters, and you're just a prince of a guy as far as I'm concerned. I would say that whether or not you were an advertiser on KSCO, and you know that I'm being genuine here.
Well, thank you very much. Back at you, too. You're awesome, Mike. Thank you.
How did you react to this thing? Have you gotten any calls of harassment?
Oh yeah, we got several calls, but you know, at first, my Olson calls me, or I talk to you, I think, at first, after I got my first negative phone call at the office.
Uh-huh.
And the issue with me was it was taking up my secretary's time when we're in a busy season and we have
to. So you didn't take any of these calls personally. It's your secretary who gets these
calls.
Right,
yeah. They go through. I think the modus operandi for them is just to make the phone call and cause an issue. But I'm not sure if that's really a problem with me, because fundamentally I think it's great that people have a, you know, they voice their opinions. I think the other side of the problem is bigger, where they want to voice their opinion and then take my ability to advertise if I feel like it, and make you change your opinion.
And make me change my programming.
And if your opinion becomes such, yeah, you want to change your program to fit that mold. I mean, it's taking it away from the bantering back and forth and the discussion and the debate. It puts it into an envelope of it's my way or the highway, and that's just not the foundation of the country. You know, we've changed our principles, it appears. And so if they would have said, here is the rationale we think you should, you know, we don't like Rush Limbaugh for X, Y, Z, instead of saying it the way that they did, where you're awful for advertising and supporting this guy. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. How do they know I support Rush Limbaugh just by the fact that I advertise on his show? So let me ask you a question, Mike. What's the largest show? You know, what's the where does the audience? You have the largest audience is under the Rush Limbaugh show, is it not?
Michael Olson is nodding his head. So yeah. I believe that Rush is like, how do you say it? Like an anchor tenant in a shopping center.
Yeah, I mean, okay? When Mike came to me and we were setting up advertising, and I, even going back, you know, what has it been, 5 or 6, 10 years probably when I used to work at a different company in Salinas. It's always been the Rush Limbaugh show for KSCO at the 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock hour, and I'm not in love with Rush at all. I just think I want to spend my precious marketing dollars in the proper location to reach the largest audience. And if that happens to be Rush Limbaugh, for somebody to tell me not to do that seems kind of ridiculous. You know, we're just trying to support a business. Are they anti-business? Do they just wake up one day and all of a sudden say, well, you know, I have a life so good that I'm going to go out and I'm going to take advantage of businesses, you know, shovel them?
I'm feeling a little embarrassed right now because I didn't properly prepare for this program. I'm making a revelation now because it just so happened that yesterday when we had a staff meeting here, the first thing Rosemary did is present me with something that had come in the mail, which was, probably a small phone book size thickness petition that had thousands, probably a couple thousand signatures on it, that was submitted to KSCO from a person who was circulating the petition, who was... And I've got to apologize. I hope I have it in the car now.
What was the petition on?
It basically said, please, 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 appealing to our sensitivities and sensibilities. You can have a great radio station, but do you have to have this Rush Limbaugh guy on and stuff like that? And please consider continuing to have him on the radio. It was not a veins in your teeth ferocious, you know, we're going to do this, or either you pull off Rush or we're going to make your life miserable or anything. It wasn't
well, that's
nasty.
The way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't like Rush. I would sign that petition.
Uh-huh.
I actually voted. I said I think there's better use of that time slot, but that's just my small opinion.
Right.
One of
okay, so we received that petition and group of signatures, and I have not had a much time to, you know, to peruse it. But what does it matter? I mean, you know, I'm sure every one of the people who signed that petition was genuine and sincere about it, and so that's okay. So I don't want to put out the wrong information, and I did use the term zealot, and some person criticized me for saying Nazi, you know, in one of the previous programs. And I do believe that people who behave that way, who say what you're doing is wrong, and if you don't change what you're doing, you know, to do it the way I want you to do it, then I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to do everything I can to make your life miserable. I don't think using the word Nazi or zealot is incorrect in such a situation. Maybe it is too strong.
You could use Red Guards.
The Red Guards?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way nobody connects them with Nazis. Or my question is, and, you know, with all due respect to our advertisers, they're kind of like innocent bystanders that, you know, are kind of get caught in the firing line here. But my question to those who want us to get rid of Rush is, why can't you compete with Rush? You know, we've, for years, have been looking for somebody who can compete with Rush. We've had Jerry Brown on. We've had Al Franken on. We've had everybody on. Nobody listens to him. Why can't the left find somebody to compete with Rush? And I can understand why they don't like Rush, because he's a great gladiator for the other side. And so you're angry with him. Get rid of him, please. But why can't they come up with somebody to compete with Rush? And that they can't makes them so angry and frustrated that they don't want anybody else to listen to him. And that's just pure censorship.
That's all it is. Right.
So the question is, why can't the left come up with a Rush Limbaugh. Wow, that would be exciting. But there hasn't been one. And we've tried for years to look what you've done to find somebody to stand up to Rush Limbaugh. I mean, and you're a conservative. You have done more to find somebody to stand up to Rush Limbaugh than anybody on earth. And we haven't been able to find one. Why?
Well, that's a showstopper. That's the perfect question, isn't it?
I'll be honest with you, Michael. I don't know. Now, Mark Lesnick, the famous Mark from Mark Concrete, is also in the studio here, in the studio that he created the centerpiece of. I mean, you've heard the ads, I'm sure. They've been running, ad nauseum, maybe. But I really do rave about Mark's work. Here's a guy who can make anything out of concrete and have it be totally unique. And so that's what he did for us here at KSCO. And I was so happy when he got wind of this fact that we had pulled the Rush Limbaugh ads when this controversy ensued. He called me up. He was sort of mad. And he says, MZ, I don't want my ad. Put my ad back in Rush. I want it there. So anyhow, I thought Mark would be great to be on the show today. So here he is.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Did you take any of these calls? Have you been harassed at Mark Concrete?
To be honest, I took one. I got a message left on my cell phone because that's the number you use on the ads. Uh-huh. And there was a gal that left this rambling message about what was going on with Rush. I actually returned her call. But I never got a response back from her, so I had a chance.
So you talked to her voicemail?
I just listened to her voicemail and I responded to it because I wanted to have a discussion with her about where she was coming from here and what gave her the right to try to intimidate me as to where I wanted to spend my money and put my marketing efforts. I wanted to be civil with her, but kind of aggravated me.
Were there other phone calls that were taken by other people on your staff?
Not that I know of. No one mentioned anything to me. And they would have probably called my cell number because that's the one that was right in there, right in front of them.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh.
So.
All right. So what do you think about all this? I mean, obviously, I know, because you were the first person to call me and say, wait a minute, what do you mean pulling my ads from Rush? I don't want you to do that. Put them back.
Well, I understand. One thing is that he's got the largest audience for sure. The people that I'm trying to sell my stuff to, and I'm talking about contracts.
It's the perfect demographic for you.
Right.
I mean, it is perfect.
Right.
You probably could not find a more cost-effective way of reaching people who are building things and making things and doing things than advertising on Rush Limbaugh.
Exactly. And I'm trying to I'm appealing to other people that have businesses. And people that have businesses advertise on venues that have big audiences.
And the correct composition.
By and large, contractors tend to be conservative people, most of them. I mean, there's a little liberal island here in Santa Cruz, but so I figured I could get more more contact with the business people that I have to deal with by advertising on the Rush show. But I advertise on other shows here as well. It's kind of a broad-based. I told you, Michael. I said, put me where you think I should be, And I'm not an expert.
That's the first place I thought you should be.
I'm no expert on knowing where I should be exposing my products to. So,
It just dawned on me. Maybe they're just mad at you, Mike. Swirling.
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't like KSCO. I mean, let's be realistic, right?
Yeah.
They decide to pick out Rush Limbaugh because he's a great target. But maybe it's just a bunch of people that have decided they don't have as much to do in life and things are pretty easy for them and they want to pick on KSCO. That's just their target.
No, they're picking on KSCO because KSCO has Rush Limbaugh. And they can't compete with Rush Limbaugh.
So then they just don't like people because obviously it's a large segment. right? Isn't it just about everybody learning how to get along a little bit, and there's programs across the board, and we should all just figure out that we can turn the radio station off?
How do you analyze something like this? I just think it's wrong for someone to say, you know, I don't like something, therefore,
you
may not listen either. And who the hell are you? You know, that's my problem. That's real simple. It's the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO, your favorite radio station. If it's not, why not? Let us know that. I'm always interested in that. MZ at KSCO.com. We have in the studio today Mark Lesnick from Mark Concrete, Chris Gallardi, owner of Specialized Helicopters, and Michael Olson, general manager of KSCO Radio. And MZ, I'm back here, and Dave Michaels is the pilot in command today. And if you want to give us a call and talk about this whole notion of censorship and hurting people that you disagree with, we'd love to hear from you. 479-1080 is our on-air phone number to call. That's in area 831. We have a growing audience in various parts of the world, thanks to the internet. Kay is here. Kay's whirling my mom with it's a Kay day. So if you want to come on down to the radio station, it's a perfect time for you to sit down with Kay and get an autographed copy of her book for KSCO on Kay's Whirling. The more of these books you sell, we sell, the more you support what we're trying to do, and that's bring quality, totally interactive, original programming. I mean, that's the only thing I have against Rush, really, which is, it's nothing against Rush. I don't like syndicated programs. I'd rather have no syndicated programs. I'd rather originate 100% of our content. And that's the direction that we're moving in, and that's the direction we're going to continue to move in, because that's I don't like the direction that this country has gone in for many, many, many years. It's toward total corporatization and centralization and globalization, and there's nothing left. There's very little left of localism and diversity. And that's what we're all about at KSCO, and we're very proud of that.
It's like trying to get rid of the family farm by forcing farm children not to be able to work on the farms. It's all crazy.
Right.
I think you're the last of the Mohicans, yeah. Mike.
And isn't that sad?
It is sad. It's pathetic.
That's really sad.
We're fortunate to have you. That
now, we have another special friend here to the radio station who is an advertiser, Warren Knox of Knox Roofing. Hey, Warren, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Well, good morning. How's everybody this morning?
Is there anybody on earth that doesn't recognize that voice?
Holy smokes. Let's get this issue behind us.
Okay. All right. Let's get it behind us. You think we're beating a dead horse? I don't know. We haven't come at it from this angle.
Do.
Okay.
I think you're letting a few people make a lot of noise, and they need to just need to ignore them.
Okay.
Personally,
all right.
I think that we have a right as business people to do what we want to do, and it's a very difficult business world out there right now, and people need to appreciate that there are businesses that will advertise and be part of the community, and KSCO is the part of the radio community. And whether you want to believe everything that goes on the Rush Limbaugh show, I happen to listen to it quite often, and there's a lot of things that I agree with him, and there's some things that you just have to – he's an entertainer. He's not all about truth and consequences. It's come on, you know. It's so that's kind of my feeling on the situation. If I have no problem with you putting me anywhere in your programming,
and this is a perfect time to point out that the way that Michael Olson's philosophy of sales. On KSCO, and again, Michael, you're here. So if I'm saying anything, if I'm out of line,
still innocent.
Okay, if I'm out of line, you're gonna break in here. Michael has always told me that he believes in selling the station as a whole, not any one particular program. And I know from talking to my friend Mickey Luckoff, who ran KGO in San Francisco, the most successful news talk radio station for more than three decades. That was his exact belief too. About that's the way you sell everything. You sell your total audience.
Well, in my business, as very people very well know, I use every medium possible to get to my buying public, and whether it be radio, TV, newspaper, magazines. There's all kinds of ways. Not everybody watches TV. Not everybody listens to the radio. Some people read all the time, and as an advertiser and a marketer that I am, I have to go to where everybody is. So that person who needs a roof or an aux box is might just be listening to Rush that day, and I'll make a sale.
And, you know, with respect to your product line, Knox Roofing, you do roofs. You want to talk to people who have roofs, who own roofs. And one of the fun things about News Talk Radio is that 72% of the audience are estimated to be homeowners. So that's a good focus place to put your message. Now, when somebody comes in and says, we want to take that audience away from you, because we don't like what's being said on that particular meeting, it's not only a threat to the radio station, but really it's a threat to your business too and your
Absolutely.
Ability to do business.
Yeah, I tell them that change the station. You don't have to buy from me. I don't care. I mean, not that I don't care, but because I do want as much business as I can. But I don't need a customer that has kind of a snobbish attitude about the world.
you can live without that customer. Chances are they're going to give you nothing but grief anyhow, that kind of person.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, I am in the middle of a garden show right now, and I'm going to get back to it. So
thanks for taking time out
to
weigh in. You're displaying the Knox garden boxes at the garden show, presumably, right?
Yeah, I'm in San Jose. Beautiful day over here at Guadalupe Gardens, and nice day to plant the garden today. So KSCO shuts down, plant the garden. Okay.
All right. And incidentally, there's a great demonstration of a Knox box at the Aptos Community Garden in Aptos. So if your folks are out on Highway 1, pull off the Freedom Boulevard and go behind the Highway Patrol, and you see the Aptos Community Garden. Warren donated a Knox box there, and it's pretty darn cool. And Warren.
All right. Well,
thanks, Warren.
Folks.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thanks, folks. Thanks, Warren. We'll see you. Perfect. Bye-bye. There goes Warren Knox. 479-1080 is the phone number to call. Let's see. I want to hear, okay, in this order, okay, we already have some people. We have Margaret in Santa Cruz. We have Chris in Salinas. We have John in San Jose holding here already. We haven't really, you know, really gone into taking the phone calls. We're going to do that now. There was, I was particularly interested in Billy Sunshine. He's a regular caller, and I know he has some pretty strong feelings on this topic here, but he dropped off, so maybe he had something else to do or whatever. But I'm most interested in hearing from business owners, whether they're current or former KSCO or at one time KSCO advertisers. I'm really interested in that topic. And here's the question that I'm going to pose to you, okay? If you chose to, you know, advertise on say, KSCO and, say, on the Rush Limbaugh program because you thought that you were going to get your message out to a bunch of people, which you would, and you started receiving calls like we're talking, and I don't want to give the wrong impression. I don't want to think that people to think that, you know, if they do that they're going to get nothing but phone calls 24/7. Mark here just said that I thought you got a lot more phone calls than you apparently did. Chris, I thought you got a lot more phone calls than you apparently did.
They generally our advertisers are getting about 3 phone calls.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 to 5, I think, would be the zone.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay, how many people have those sediments?
So right? So my question is, yeah. if you got those 3 to 5 phone calls, is that going to affect, or is that going to frighten you? Is that going to say, hey, is that going to make you say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I advertise, I put out hard-earned money to grow my business, not to harm it. Is that what's going to go through your head? I really hope that we get some business owners, whether or not you are current or former or, you know, advertisers on KSCO, just business owners. What do you think of that whole notion, and how do you – would you stand up to it?
For me, I mean, I look at it a little more pragmatically. If I advertised on KSCO and it was during the Rush Limbaugh hour, I reached a certain segment and audience. Well, now these ladies are taking it they probably wouldn't normally listen to Rush, or maybe they do, but now I've reached them too, and they're going to talk about it. I'm just mad because they didn't put me on a list that says Specialized Helicopters at the Watsonville Airport is supporting Rush Limbaugh. I would like them to spell it out specifically, but I noticed that they specifically omitted that, didn't they?
They did that
last... They're just
last,
trying to broad range.
They used to do that in the...
Put me on a list.
In the 1990s. Yeah. We've had... There were no fewer than two boycott or flush Rush, you know, campaigns in the 1990s. And where they did have a coordinated effort where they listed all of the advertisers that advertise on Rush Limbaugh and KSCO, and they plastered all of the phone poles all over the place. Yeah. And it was like giving them a bunch of extra free advertising.
Right. So maybe like this is a positive. Let's see, let's see what everybody else has to say about
it. All right. So let's 479-1080 if you want to give us a call and be here on the radio. John in San Jose, welcome to the Saturday Special. You're on the air, John.
Hey there, Michael.
Hey.
Hey, this issue came back fresh into my mind. That is the issue of, trying to censor voices you don't like. And
trying to censor who?
Trying to censor voices that, you don't like what they're saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, I picked up the Santa Cruz Weekly last week and opened it up to page 2, and guess what I saw there?
What?
DeCinzo.
Oh, he's back! I didn't know that.
Now he was back. Now you guys were the butt of one of his comics, and you guys didn't like it, and you went right after him. Pretty
no,
hard.
We didn't. That's not true. That's not true at all. You're a liar, John, and you're really pissing me off. Do not call the radio station and represent us as having done something that we did not do. Shame on you. Now, I'm not going to cut you off. I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead.
You had a Saturday show just like this, talking about what an awful thing it was that he did. And
but I didn't censor him. I didn't censor him, nor did I call for him to be fired. Don't you dare insinuate things like that. Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm just telling it the way I see it and the way I
saw it. Well, I'm telling you, the way you see it or saw it is wrong.
Now you're getting pretty mad, Mike. I think it's because I touched a little nerve.
Touch a nerve. You're damn right you touched a nerve. Nerves are touched when people accuse me of doing things. You're suggesting that I had DeCinzo fired. You're suggesting that I even suggested that happened. And you are wrong.
Well, he just put his idea out there, and you guys decided that you had to have a Saturday show about it.
We did. All we want. There's nothing wrong with that. We're just talking about it.
Anyway, so he was fired.
I assume he went away, I guess, for a while, and now you're telling me he's back, and I think that's fine. Whatever.
So who's DeCinzo? Fill me in on this.
Who
are we talking about?
Who is DeCinzo?
I never heard of him.
DeCinzo is a political comic writer, and he's pretty edgy. He touches a lot of nerves with a lot of people. He's here on the left. He's a brilliant artist as well.
So he's an entertainer? I would take it.
Well, no, he's a political cartoonist, okay?
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and I'm happy John called, and I'm getting hot under the collar, but only because John has suggested that I did something that I did not do. You know, he suggested that I think tell me if I'm right, John. The purpose of your call was to sort of maybe point out that I'm being a little hypocritical or something. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, and I reacted very violently here, because I'm very, very consistent. It wasn't a Saturday special, by the way. It was a noon balloon show. It was a noon balloon show. We put that on, right after Rush Limbaugh. And by the way, it was at the request of the editor of what used to be the Metro, now that paper is called the Santa Cruz Weekly. They've since changed their names. And the owner of that newspaper actually called me up, a guy named Dan Pulcrano, I think is his name, and Tracy Huckel, who was at the time the editor of the newspaper, And I believe she still is. Am I right, Michael? Do you know that? Tracy Huckel?
Yeah, Tracy's still there.
Tracy called me to apologize for her error in judgment or lapse in judgment for allowing a very, very disgusting, nasty cartoon with a swastika, you know, on the front page.
Wait a minute.
I want to tell the story for the benefit of those people, you know, who you remember it, but, you know, and though you remember it incorrectly. So anyhow, this thing came out, and we didn't do anything. It was our listeners who were outraged, and it was the Metro's readers that were outraged. And the owner, separately from the editor, called me to apologize for this faux pas on their part, and they said, we feel so bad about this, and that's to their credit. And they said, if you'd like, we'll come on the air and make this a public apology. And I said, that's fine. So that's what we did, and we had a noon balloon show. We had a noontime show right after Rush, so we'd have the Rush audience hear that. My mom was on with Tracy Huckel and me, and it was a pretty riveting radio program, you know, and we just basically listened.
I remember it, Michael, but, you know, you just said that his comic was reviled and disgusting.
Who said that?
Because of the swastika. You just said, like, not 20 minutes ago, it was okay to call people Nazis.
Oh.
And Rush Limbaugh does it all the time.
Yeah, like feminazis and stuff like that.
I went to UCSC and you did too, and some of the most liberal feminist women that I ever came across were Jewish.
Yeah.
So he's calling a bunch of Jewish women Nazis on your radio station, and I don't see how this is a little...
Well, okay, that's an interesting point to bring up, and I'm happy you did, John. But yeah.
Okay, thanks for the call, Michael.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Here's Billy Sunshine. You call back. Hey, Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. So let me just pick up where that listener left off, because it's a pretty good place. So one cartoon came out that was disgusting and referred to you all as Nazis. So you had every right to be disgusted. But every day on Rush Show, the word feminazi is used. So every day, my wife, my daughter, has to be told, if you stand up for yourself, you're a Nazi. So
is that true? I mean, I don't have time to listen to Rush or much. Every day that word is used. I know years ago when Rush first started, that was one of his favorite things. But I hadn't even heard that name long time.
Let me pull that back. I don't know what he does every day. I don't listen every day. Every time I listen, I tend to hear the word. The fact is that, as you point out, the readers came to your defense when that cartoon came out, right? They were disgusted. They didn't like that. They said to themselves, this newspaper shouldn't sponsor or support that, shouldn't put out that editorial. Well, the listeners look at the word sponsor, and they say to themselves, gee, sponsoring means I support what this guy says. I want to see this guy on tomorrow to do it again. And I would suggest to you that today, in this anti-woman atmosphere we find, I mean, states are voting to put things in women's vaginas if they dare to think their bodies are their own. You know about that, right?
Not really.
Are you talking about the Muslims' death thing where...
No, that's a different thing. That's a different story. No. In Virginia, in Texas, in Pennsylvania, they pass laws that say, you want an abortion? Well, you have to have a procedure where we stick something into you so you see the baby. They are raping women. They are forcing women to have a procedure they don't want. So there's this big anti-woman atmosphere going on these days, you know. A woman has to get permission from her employer to be able to use birth control in Texas. That's pretty crazy. So when Rush is constantly, using this feminazi concept, when he goes against a woman for just speaking up in Congress...
Billy, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Can I ask you why the left can't come up with... Billy. Why the left can't come up with a Rush Limbaugh?
All right, here's my answer. Well, you know, sometimes when we're trying to develop talent, sometimes we work for people who don't see things eye to eye, and we get fired when, for example, the Iraq war is coming on and we don't support it. That's what happened to me. I used to be a talk show host at this station.
At KSCO?
And we're coming up to the Iraq War. Me and Peter Werby were let go because we didn't go for the war. So, you see,
that's not true.
I might have been, maybe I was the next Rush Limbaugh, but I was fired along the way.
Well, you know, and we've tried.
That's just gobbledygook.
We've tried to have 100 good liberal hosts on this radio station.
Yes, you have.
And we really have. And they just can't get an audience.
Mike, what I just described to you happened. And it speaks exactly to what you were saying. Perhaps that when we work for.
Did you fire them because they were liberal?
Mike, why did you fire me?
Michael?
Let's see. This is back in 2001, I think. And right?
Right
after 9/11, I think it was.
Exactly.
I remember you kicked Peter Werby off the air for something, but I don't think it was because of his views. I think.
No! Of course it wasn't because of his views.
Yeah. Huh? I think it was.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Let me interject this, Billy Sunshine. I would love to find somebody who could stand up to Rush Limbaugh. And I'll tell you why. Because Rush Limbaugh brings a giant audience to this radio station. And if we could find somebody who was as good, we'd have two giant audiences on this radio station. And we'd be all very, very happy.
That's right.
But we can't find somebody.
That's a perfect example. The fact is that Michael Z, when the war was coming, he said, you know, I don't want to be the one sponsoring these kinds of radio programs that are anti-war at a time when we need to, you know, pull together and go to war together.
Okay, yeah, Billy's
so
right. Billy's right. That is what I said. He's right.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Well, that, you know, one thing, you're an honest guy, and I appreciate that, Mr. Z.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate that. I really
Times and things change. I mean, now I'm very against, looking back, I'm very against the war in Afghanistan. We shouldn't have been there. I mean,
right. Or the war.
Maybe you should have been listening to Billy Sunshine.
Maybe then. I should have. Maybe I
well,
should
let's
have.
Not go there. Let's not go there.
All right.
So anyway, it's totally legitimate for me to call up Knox Roofing and say, Mr. Knox, I don't like the fact that you're making this world uncomfortable for women. You're sponsoring anti-women behavior. I don't want to sponsor you or a station that makes it uncomfortable for me to have my radio on in the car and my daughter.
Why can't you just turn the station?
There's no other choices out there, is there?
Goodness sakes, Billy.
Who's the alternative to Rush Limbaugh here?
Right.
Yeah, Mark, you have something to say here.
I think he's nuts.
Closer. You think who's nuts? Billy Sunshine?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like
that.
Talk
to the microphone.
I've listened to, made a few attempts at listening to left-wing radio.
Yeah.
I listened to Air America when it was on. I tried to actually understand where people were coming from. And I determined anyone that had a business in their right mind wouldn't spend money advertising on one of these formats. I mean, I just can't see how they would do it, you know, so. I think that's the death knell of the left-wing radio. It's just the people that own businesses are the ones that spend the money that support these radio stations, and if they can't connect, they're not going to advertise on that kind of stuff. I think, you know, guys like Al Franken should have just stayed a comedian, you know.
I thought he was
he's pretty
the whole
pretty
time.
Good at that,
well,
you know.
You know, that's a great point. We had two of these people on KSCO. Al Franken and Jerry Brown, both of them were so bad at being gladiators of the airwaves that they had to go become politicians.
Whee, got him
touché.
There. Oh man, that's
you gotta give him that one, right, Billy?
Yeah, well, that was good. But
oh, that's pathetic.
Because Jerry Brown was a politician before he ever failed at radio.
Okay.
Let's be fair, that's all.
We're going to put the word out. Jerry is our good friend, by the way, because we've always gotten along well with him, and he's now the governor again, and hopefully he'll be on an upcoming Saturday special the next month.
But he is a better politician than he is a radio host, and that's the truth.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. All righty. Very good. Billy, thanks for your call. Okay. Wait a minute. One question. Did we cover the main topic about should we?
Yes, we did.
Okay. I guess we did. All right. Thank you. Chris and Salinas, you're on the air on KSCO. Hello, Chris.
Is that me?
That's you.
Is That's me. Hey, well, you guys just kind of went over one of the reasons I was thinking, you know, that I'm a business owner.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, I'm in Salinas. I've got a small business. And everything I've ever heard from left-wing radio is against capitalism. In one way or another, their point of view is we need more government control, we need this, we need that, they need to protect the citizens, this and that. Who in their right mind that's going to own a business is going to want to advertise on these stations? That's the thing. That's why that's why Air America didn't work. Who is going to say? Michael, you said when you had Air America on, you couldn't get advertisers. I remember you.
I'm not very stupid.
Even had you on.
Jewish people get smart late, is what I was told. And I'm Jewish, and it took me 18 months to figure out what I should have figured out in 3 weeks. And that it just wasn't working. But I gave it 18 months and didn't sell one ad with Air America. Air America, as Rush said.
But it's not only that. The people that are listening to them are more from that mindset. You know, I mean, they might support some, you know, organic food store or some, you know, marijuana dispensary or this or that. But you know, most of them, you know, are filled that the evil capitalists have taken over and they're doing this. You know, most of them are renting because they think, you know, landowners are property owners.
Can I ask you a question? You're a business owner. This from the owner of the liberal radio station on the other side of the bay wrote the local newspaper. And said that and I quote the following: the Olson's Limbaugh defense, when I defended carrying Limbaugh, fails, and the airwaves over the Monterey Bay should be cleansed of his noisome stench. Do you think those whose viewpoints you do not agree with should be cleansed?
No, I don't think they should be cleansed. I think they should back it up. I mean, why doesn't a George Soros or something spend a couple $1 billion and put one of these guys on the air and keep them out there if you wanted to?
Because it would take that much money to keep them on the air because nobody else would
support it. Us business owners are not going to support something that goes against it. You know, I don't know if I should mention newspapers and stuff, but I get hit up by the Coast Weekly here in Monterey County constantly to advertise. And I said, I'm not going to advertise with somebody that is fundamentally against capitalism. All you guys talk about is things that business are doing that's evil, and this is evil, and that's evil, and that we need more government to help save us. And it's just like, you know, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to go out to feed the dog that's trying to bite me.
That was good.
That's basically it. I mean, I don't think it's that there isn't someone that's very clever on the left and that could come out and articulate and have a funny show and stuff like Rush. The problem I see is people aren't going to advertise on somebody that is.
Where is the person who can do that program? Where is the person?
Will you send him or her to us, please?
It's not the person that could do it. It's
That's
who's
right.
going to advertise it on him to give him enough chance.
If there is a liberal commentator who brings an audience as vast as Rush Limbaugh to the radio, people will fall all over themselves to advertise. The
closest thing I remember is Jim Hightower. Remember Jim Hightower? Yeah, he was pretty good.
He's not going to get a chance to get that big. I mean, Rush got big because he got advertisers and he got stations that were willing to take him on because they were going to make money off advertising. How is someone that's, you know...
No, I disagree with you. They bring the audience, people will advertise. The problem is they can't bring the audience.
You can't bring... you, but you can't bring the audience if stations aren't willing to take you on because they're not going to get
stations will fall all over themselves to bring an audience like Rush to the airwaves.
That's
are
right.
you kidding?
Not an
yeah.
AM station. I don't think anybody, liberals don't listen to AM anyway.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, I do.
I remember when, I was listening to Rush, you know, I don't know when it was, back in 88. I mean,
yeah, that's when he started, August 1st, 88,
Yeah, and I was listening to him, and his big thing was, I remember at the time, it was phenomenal, because he was adding all these stations, and he used to brag about, you know, I'm adding, you know, last week we added 60 new radio stations, or whatever it was. What I'm saying is a liberal coming on that is anti-business, anti-capitalism, how are they going to add stations when those stations yes. aren't going to have advertisers wanting to advertise?
Bring the audience and we'll get the advertisers. I don't care what flavor they are. If you have the kind of audience that Rush Limbaugh brings to the airwaves, you get money.
And that is straight from the horse's mouth. Michael Olson is the horse.
Rush built that audience. Rush built that audience. He didn't.
Because people listen, wanted to hear what he had to say. This is exactly what I'm trying to convey to you. If there is a liberal who says something that people want to hear, people will listen.
But they're not going to hear it if the stations aren't going to carry the message.
Okay, round the merry-go-round.
Before the egg. All right, Chris, thank you so much for calling. By the way, what's your business? What's your business? You've been you've added some great content for us.
Yeah, I own the feed trough feed store in Salinas, California.
Great. Everybody patronize.
All right, yeah, go there.
Go
there and tell Chris you heard him on KSCO. We'd love to welcome you to our new family of advertisers.
I'm advertising with you guys.
All right.
Well,
it'd be real interesting if nobody walks up to you and says they heard you on the Saturday special. You might want to reconsider, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Don't walk down to KSCO. Get down there fast. Get yourself advertising. Get some effective means.
I've called Dr. Bill a few times, and people hear me. So.
Dr. Bill? Speaking of Dr. I think we might be hearing Dr. Bill one of these minutes here. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Craig in Boulder Creek, welcome to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. You're on.
Hi. What he didn't seem to understand is that when Mr. Knox was on, he said, he didn't care what program was. That's the way it is with a lot of people. They want to get their product across.
I think that's one of the main things. That's the first point that Chris Aguilardi made here from Specialized Helicopters. And Mark Lesnick from Mark Concrete agrees to that. That's not who it is. It's not who you're supporting. It's yourself that you're supporting. Your business.
Yeah.
You know?
And our employees, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you
that's
weren't the way,
let's not forget that.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of the programs you have on there, including the far left or left or whatever it is.
What's left? And,
I listen particularly on Fridays because you have a true liberal on there. That's somebody who has a viewpoint, but is perfectly willing to debate you on it instead of. They talk and don't listen.
Well, but if you call her a liberal, you're going to be in big trouble.
You're going to be in big trouble. If she's listening now, I'll bet she's going to get on the phone. I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I'm talking about the liberals they had back in the 50s and 60s, and they're not today's liberals.
And by the way, that's a perfect segue. I was given some information yesterday that Brad Cava, who had taken a what do you call it?
Sabbatical.
Sabbatical or a you know a hiatus, it's become permanent. So Wednesday What's Left slot is now open on KSCO
for somebody who can compete with Rush Limbaugh.
Who might it be? Send if you got any suggestions. Shoot me an email mz@ksco.com. Craig, thanks for calling the Saturday special.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. Okay.
Like your programming on there, and if you were narrow-headed, you wouldn't put those programs on between 2 and 4. You put them on, and you had Airhead radio for a while, and I listened to that. I listened to them. I didn't agree with them very much, but I still listened to them.
Right.
And I just like to hear different points of view. And
well, don't we all want to hear different points of view articulately – it laid out so that we can actually discuss it. You know, that's if we all have a complaint with Rush, is that he's hard to argue with because he's so darn belligerent. But Rush is really an entertainer, and he's like a gladiator standing out in the stadium, and that's what we're looking for, is somebody who can compete with him.
Yes, well, PBS has their left-wing gladiators, Bill Maher and others, and they're as bad or worse than Rush is on some things.
Hate to do it, you guys, but the alligator's going to get us here at the top of the hour. So thanks,
right.
For Craig. And Margaret in Santa Cruz waiting a long time. And Mark, we'll get to you after the top of the hour. KSCO Santa Cruz, Linus Monterey, San Jose. Here's CBS.
The survivalist suspected of killing his family in a western Washington state.
It appears that he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound and that he's been dead for some time. There was a lot of blood around the body and there was also a pistol nearby.
That's Brandy Cruz, reporter with KIRO. Confirmation from King County Sheriff Steve Strand.
We can confirm that the tactical officers at the scene of the bunker have been able to visually confirm that there is a dead body inside.
And confirm now it is Peter Keller, thought to have killed his wife and daughter, possibly now killing himself. The Secret Service prostitution scandal now means a new set of guidelines for members of the Select Protection Agency, but are deeper changes necessary to address a paradigm that's male-dominated?
The Secret Service is moving quickly to investigate and get past the scandal, but it's caused some lawmakers to question the male-dominated agency.
Where are the women?
New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney on ABC's This Week, pointing out only 11% of agents are women.
If there were more agents on the ground, maybe we would not have had this.
The Secret Service says it is working to recruit more women, and there are women in leadership positions. In fact, one was sent to Columbia to investigate the employee misconduct. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
The U.S. has expressed regret for last year's accidental attack that killed 24 Pakistani troops, but that's not enough for Pakistan, demanding an apology. CBS News Afghan and Pakistan expert Jerry Van Dyke.
This demand comes from the Pakistani military, which wants the United States to say it's sorry, because now we are coming up on the anniversary of the SEAL attack on Osama bin Laden, where the Pakistani military was deeply humiliated.
A moderate earthquake rattling the L.A. area this morning. U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was a magnitude 4.1. Geophysicist Paul Caruso.
A magnitude 4.1 quake, people would probably experience seeing their chandeliers swinging back and forth. If they're near the epicenter, there might be some stuff falling off shells.
No major damage or injury reported. The epicenter near Rancho Cucamonga. Save the dolphin. A rescue effort resuming today in Southern California.
Low tide in Bolsa Chica Bay has left a 7-foot-long dolphin stranded in 3-foot-deep water at times. Lots of concerned onlookers.
Swimming in circles.
Hope that it gets back to the ocean safely.
Game warden Larry Stevens has been tracking the 500-pound mammal.
Yeah, I just saw the dorsal surface. Got plenty of room to swim in here and swim into the channel. There's a lot of smelt and other small fish you can feed on.
Vita Sophronicus, CBS News, Huntington Beach, California.
This weekend, the National Cornbread Festival in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, features, of course, a cornbread cook-off.
It's a meal in a skillet. Four of our finalists this year are using shrimp in their recipe. Four of our finalists are using sausage in their recipe. We have ham, we have peppers, we have onions.
Ed Fuller says it takes 2 days to properly celebrate the Southern food staple. This is CBS News.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings!
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has two special Mother's Day gift sets from Pandora.
That's Jared!
Purchase the cherished Mother's Gift Set, a bracelet, two sunburst clips, the mom charm and charm of your choice, only $200, a $235 value, and the Pandora Iconic Bracelet Gift Set. Bracelet, two S-clips and charm of your choice for only $140, a $160 value. Available April 26th through May 13th while supplies last. Charm of your choice valued up to $35. See store for details.
It became a cliche of Mussolini's fascist Italy that at least he made the trains run on time. Now there's a high-speed, high-cost challenge to the state-run rail line there.
Italy is launching Europe's first private high-speed train service. The new bullet-shaped Italo trains can travel at a top speed of 225 miles per hour. They are run by NTV, a company headed by Ferrari boss Luca di Montezemolo, which invested $1.3 billion. He says the real achievement is having brought about liberalization in Italian rail transportation, adding that passengers will benefit from the competition. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
With the fall of the Dutch center-right government, the Netherlands may now drop some of its eye-popping proposals aimed at Muslims and other immigrants and could soften its strong anti-immigration rhetoric. That's a controversial ban on burqas that cover the face, less likely to go ahead after the government collapsed. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Good afternoon, everyone. You've got to tune in to AM 1080 KSEO Santa Cruz. It is Saturday, April 28th, 2012. I'm Dave Michaels with traffic and weather. Not a whole lot of traffic out there. Certainly nothing on our side of the hill worth reporting. Even things on the far side looking good, according to CHP. I see no major incidents at this time. We did have some slow-moving traffic northbound Highway 1 around Rio Del Mar, and that's because of some road work that was going on up there. Your weather forecast for today is for sunny conditions with highs around 75 degrees. Tonight, we're expecting patchy fog along with increasing clouds and lows around 49 degrees. Today's boaters forecast. Northwest winds 15 to 25 knots, wind waves 3 to 7 feet, and west swells 5 to 7 feet every 10 seconds, along with a small craft advisory, which will remain in effect throughout this evening. Outside KSEO Studios, it's currently 66 degrees. This hour of the Saturday special is being brought to you by the RV Service Center of Santa Cruz, your locally owned RV parts and repair center in Santa Cruz. RV Service Center specializes in all RV insurance repairs and now offers special rebates equal to your insurance deductible. It's almost like paying nothing at the RV Service Center. 2525 Mission in Santa Cruz, and remember, they are a proud member of Think Local First. 475-1080 is the number to call in with your traffic tips. DM at KSEO.com for those traffic tips. Or if you want to pick up your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, 475-1080 or DM at KSEO.com. Right now on KSEO, we're getting ready to bring you hour number two of the Saturday special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
And we're back. Yes, sir. Spicy first hour here. We still have Margaret in Santa Cruz on that topic, and we'll definitely complete the program. But you know what? I got to get my formatics down, which means that we have to start hour number two officially. So there it is here.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
Okay, welcome to hour number two of your KSEO Saturday special. We're talking about censorship and advertising. Really spicy first hour, as I've said. We've got another hour coming up, so stay with us.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSEO Radio. Bye.
This is the last week of vacation for Kay's commentary. They'll be back next week, I think. But Kay is here herself in case you want to come by the radio station, get a book, and get it autographed. All proceeds of sales of Kay's books, 100% go to, you know, making your favorite radio station an even better favorite radio station. So it is now 7 minutes past 11 a.m. Again, welcome to hour number two of the KSEO Saturday special. And we have a pretty interesting event coming up this week, Wednesday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Seacliff Inn. Dr. Bill Wattenberg, who does the KSEO Presents show here on KSEO from 12 noon to 2 p.m. each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, will be appearing with his friend, financial planner Pat Vitucci at a financial and estate planning seminar to be held again at the Seacliff Inn this Wednesday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. And if you are interested in attending, it's a free seminar, no cost, no obligation. But if you'd like to go, it's highly advised that you reserve your seat by calling 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305, or just go to the website don'tinvestandforget.com, and don't put an apostrophe in there. It's just don'tinvestandforget.com. Again, it's no cost, no obligation. This Wednesday, May 2nd at 7 p.m., and Dr. Bill is on with us, I think, here, right? Are you there, Dr. Bill?
Hey, I'm sitting here listening to you, MZ.
All right. Now, you've done quite a bit of these things over the years, right?
I started these 10 years ago with Vitucci when I learned some things about how he handles other people's finances, and I was impressed, and I simply thought a lot of folks ought to give some thought to what he has to show them. A lot of information in these seminars, particularly the dangers for people who casually invest on their own while the Wall Street cats are selling out and moving out of town, leaving them behind,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I it scares the bleep out of me to invest on my own in anything in anything that I don't know personally about, you know?
That was the main advantage. The reason I decided to do these seminars with him is that he has literally an army of experts who are watching Wall Street and all the different sectors every day, from bonds to CDs to stocks to low caps to mid caps, high caps, what have you. And they were one of the few groups that I ran into who were able to move people's finances or people's portfolio, whatever you want to call it, move it quick enough to see where Wall Street's going, you know?
Yeah, wow. Well, I've got some bullet points here, things that people can expect to learn if they attend this seminar. One of them is that there's good news and there's bad news. The good news is that we're living longer, and the bad news is that we're living longer.
You bet. When you see the statistics, he'll show you, it's rather surprising, pleasantly surprising.
And there are all kinds of investment vehicles, and how do you decide which one's the right one for you, you know, or group of right ones, right? But that's what Pat does.
Well, but the usual thing people face, if they want to move around, they have to pay a commission every time they change from, you know, some stocks into some bonds into something else. Another thing I liked about Batucci's system, he charges a flat fee. And there are no commissions on then moving people's accounts into different stocks and funds. That makes a big difference. That means
huge
you can
difference.
Move tomorrow morning if the experts think you ought to get your money into cash or get out of cash and get into mid caps or you name it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know, as I said, you have done these seminars with Pat for many years in the San Francisco Bay Area. But I believe this is the first one that he will have done on our side of the Bay, in Monterey Bay area. And I believe that's correct. If I'm not,
yeah, I think it is.
But I'm hoping that just as a result of the promotion on KSCO here on the Saturday special and on the ads that you've recorded and that we've been playing for the last week or two, that we get a big turnout, and it's definitely worthwhile because there's no cost or obligation, and that will be this Wednesday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Seacliff Inn in Aptos. And if you want to go, you can just show up, but just to be safe, I would reserve your free seats by calling 800-472-8305. Or just log on to the website from Pat Vitucci and Associates, don'tinvestandforget.com, and then you can sign up right there for it. Hey, Bill, have you been hearing any of our Saturday special up until now?
I haven't until today, primarily because, as you know, I hardly have any time left.
I know,
in the week,
yeah. You're the busiest dude in the world.
To do the science work, which I'm always behind on.
So I don't know. I it's great that I wanted to make sure that we got you on at least to help us promote the event coming up at the Seacliff Inn this Wednesday. But we've been having a really, really, really spirited discussion with KSCO advertisers and our audience about this ongoing Rush Limbaugh thing, which continues.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Which continues. And we don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's funny. There are very few local advertisers on Rush Limbaugh's program right now, but it's not because they wanted to stop advertising. Mm-hmm. It's because Michael Olson, our general manager and sales manager, decided that it's our duty to protect our advertisers by pulling them off of the Rush Limbaugh program until the heat goes away. And
explain this a little. So that the theory is that being on the Limbaugh show in the Santa Cruz area will subject the advertisers to the wrath of those who hate Limbaugh.
That is correct.
Is that it?
That is correct.
I see. Boy.
Okay. And so when I first heard about that way of handling, I was actually a little irritated. But when I talked with Olson he's an amazing, compelling person. He got me to come around pretty quickly. But that was a couple of months ago when this controversy was just happening, and I thought it was just going to be for a couple of days. But I was on a vacation recently, and I decided to get on the phone and call in the middle of the vacation. Said, "How's everything going? And by the way, have we lost any Rush Limbaugh advertisers? I mean, have we lost any advertisers from the radio station?" He says, "Not a one, MZ." And I said, "Great." And he says, "But, you know, every time we put them back in the Rush Limbaugh program, they get called and harassed and threatened, and so they come so." Yeah. So we don't have too many. So I guess we'll be. I asked the question now. Are there any advertisers or potential advertisers out there who have been thinking, who have been noodling around the idea of trying KSEO out as an advertising medium? Now would be an absolutely perfect time to try it out, and to try it out on the Rush Limbaugh program in particular. And I've got two of our advertisers in the studio with us right now who have specifically said, "Do not pull my ads from Rush. That's why, that's the main reason I advertise, because I know Rush has a huge audience on your station." And Chris Gilardi from Specialized Helicopters is here, and Mark Lesnick from Mark Concrete is here. And last hour, I don't know, maybe it's because it's one of my favorite topics, we had a great first hour of the Saturday special today.
Let me give you a little background while you were gone, MZ, of some interesting events on this, and not surrounding my programs or KSCO, but the rumor's going very strongly now around the country that some big money on the liberal side has been organizing these protests against advertisers, or trying to do it, and even intimidating some of your friends, you know, the big conglomerates that probably tried to buy you out at one time or another.
Uh-huh.
Cumulus, Clear Channel, what's the other one? CBS.
Yeah.
That some big money has been behind the scenes intimidating them to please the White House, to put the squeeze on, quote, all conservative talk show hosts such as Limbaugh, Laura Ingraham, Savage, Hannity, what have you. And that buzz is going around pretty strong right now. And in a way, it starts to make a little sense. If you take a look at the financial stability of some of these conglomerates, it's pretty thin, as you well know, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They need Wall Street behind them strongly. They need, each one of them needs
something. Well, that's really scary, Bill. I mean, when
it
you bring
that
perspective.
It is very scary because they're buying the First Amendment and intimidating people. And I think these protesters you have in Santa Cruz are cream puff too, because I think they try to amplify their actual size and impact by 100 or 1,000 to 1 with multiple petitions, multiple emails, banks of computer generated stuff. I think it's nonsense myself.
Well, I received the paper copies of a petition asking us to, in a reasonable way, to please reconsider and pull Rush Limbaugh off our station. It was signed by about 2,000 people, 2,100, something like that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a nasty petition, you know, it wasn't a threatening one, but I'm sure a lot of the, I'm sure that some of the people, I'm not sure, but I assume or presume that some of the people who signed this petition are people who are calling some of these local businesses.
Oh,
and people
I'm
like,
sure.
like Chris Gilardi and Mark Lesnick, who are here in the studio with us, they don't respond very favorably to those kinds of harassments.
I think most people who respect the First Amendment and freedom of speech, even if they don't like what Limbaugh has to say, are a bit revolted by this business. And then when you say 2000, MZ, I was subjected to this stuff on talk radio for the last 40 years, and it's always the same 2,000. But compare that to the 200,000 who don't have time. If they did, and if you ask them, they'd say just the opposite, but no one's organizing them, see?
Yeah.
It's always the little dog that barks the loudest.
Right. Yeah, that's good. Well, anyhow, so yeah, great to hear your voice again. I think we'll be hearing you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, as I think for a while, right? I think.
Well, you bet, and then we'll go to the seminar Wednesday evening at the Seacliff, 7 p.m.
Great. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Bill. Appreciate your association with us. You're the greatest, and there's a reason they call you the smartest man in the world, because you are.
Well, hey, you got a great program. Now I've got you up and the headphones on. I'll listen to the rest of it.
If you got the time, might as well just stay on the ISDN with us, because there might be people want to call in if you're willing to take the time.
I'll stay here with you a little while until something grabs me.
And if something happens and you have to leave, and I say, Bill, hello, Bill, we'll understand.
Yep.
Okay.
All righty,
thanks. Let's go back to the phone calls now. Margaret in Santa Cruz waited all last hour to get on. We're going to put Margaret on right and thank her for doing that. Margaret, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
That's called waiting censorship.
Okay, I understand. You're right on.
Boo-hoo, I'm pouting over here for an hour already. Hey, I think it's kind of shocking that Michael Olson or you, Z, haven't even mentioned Alex Jones' Infowars.com radio broadcast. You know, I don't think it's, you know, what?
Well, does it apply to this topic today? I mean.
Yes, because the KSCO dial, the big wattage power, the clarity. I mean, many times it's the only radio station that you can hear over the mountains and near the beaches. And it's like the fashion industry. You know, when all there is on the clothing store fashion racks are jeans that expose your bum cleavage when you sit down or when you bend over, well, that's all you're going to buy. That's just like Rush. That's all you've got to listen to on the stations that can really transmit during heavy traffic when you're in the mountains and in the beaches and all over.
Oh, my God.
What is the difference?
Look what's happening to the phone lines now because of you, Margaret. Holy Christmas.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. I should have my own show, don't you think?
And you are a woman. And we have a what's left slot here on Wednesdays from 2 to 4. But you are a woman. We want to put more women on KSCO, but you ain't left.
I'd be great. But listen, the difference between what Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones is that Rush is a tabloid, lying, twisting entertainer, and he offends the left. Now, and the right. Alex Jones does not offend the left or the right, because the only thing that Alex Jones offends are people who don't like the truth. So, if you've got this main heavy-duty coveted radio time slot with the heavy traffic from 9 to 12, believe me, if you broadcast the truth, through Alex Jones, you will bring in the left.
I see what you want. You want us to go ahead and pull the plug on Rush, but not for the reason that we're being pressured to, just because it makes more business sense to put Alex Jones in there. That's what you're saying,
well,
right?
I don't even think you've got a lot of pressure. Whoopie doopie.
I'm with you on that one, Margaret. I love Alex Jones. I think he's great.
Well, wait a minute, Chris.
Fabulous.
Wait. Hold that thought, Margaret, please. Oh, my God. Rebecca Costa's on the phone here. Now, listen. Chris, what did I just hear you say that you want me to
I don't want you to do anything. I just think it's a great idea.
You think it's a great idea?
I think you need to make your own decisions. But Alex Jones is a fabulous guy, and he says things in a bold and concise way, and it makes sense.
You know, I'm hearing that more.
But you're talking to a Ron Paul supporter,
and more,
so I'm not
and
sure.
More.
If,
and the only thing is, Alex and I have gotten to be good friends, and I, if I were to do that, if I were just a minute, let me talk. If I were to pull the plug on Rush and put Alex there instead, and if for some reason it didn't work out, it would put a strain on our friendship, you know.
I mean, why don't you put him on 1340 and try it out?
He is. He's been on 1340
live. No, at the 9 o'clock time slot, the drive time.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he is.
Well, since day one, he's been opposite Rush. Where have you been? You've been busy
apparently
working, making a living, I guess.
Driving my car enough.
Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, yeah.
1340 a.m. does not transmit in the mountains. It does not transmit on the beaches.
Now you're insulting my kid, as Dave Michaels would say. You're insulting my kid. That's not a nice thing to do.
1340 is an itty bitty little.
Stop it! I tell you, you're insulting my kid, and you insult the kid more. That's not a nice thing to do. And especially if you're angling to get a show on this radio station, you don't want to keep insulting when you've been warned not to. Anyhow.
It's insulting that Alex Jones is on the little baby sister station. That's
okay,
insulting,
okay.
Michael, dear.
Well, he's on the big station, too. He's on both stations. He's on from 7 or 8 to 10 on weeknights, and he's on live 9 to noon opposite Rush. Isn't that enough?
No, because it's not the coveted radio time.
Okay.
But the traffic is heavy in town. Heavy on the hill, heavy to Salinas, heavy to Monterey during 9 to 12. We can only get KFCO.
You know,
we're stuck with that blathering idiot.
I wonder if she's got a point here relative to a different idea. Maybe if you put anybody into the 9 to 10 slot, it would build a huge audience.
Yes.
So me as an advertiser, let me think about this for a second. If it wasn't Rush, it was somebody else. Maybe, the audience is listening. Because, you know, I'm pragmatic. I don't care who I advertise to. I want everybody to hear my message. We have an amazing product, and we love what we do, as every advertiser does.
We might have done better. Listen, truth be known, okay? Truth be known, when this KGO – Bill, are you still with us? You're there, Bill, right?
I'm sure listening.
Okay, now listen. When the KGO
introduce.
Thing – What?
Dear Michael, introduce your – audience, this huge audience that Rush has, if you will, introduce them to Alex Jones. Be a knight in shining armor here for us, just this once, please.
Just this once?
Yeah. This
Michael.
Is a big
boy, I mean, Margaret is full of left-handed compliments today, isn't she?
Michael,
playing tennis here.
Yeah, Bill, what?
Hey, a point of explanation here for a novice. Is this young lady his daughter or his girlfriend or his wife? Which three?
Alex is okay. You're still on, Margaret.
No, I am a info warrior princess.
Info warrior princess. Oh, okay.
Duh.
All right.
Yeah.
And so, listen. When the KGO meltdown happened at the beginning of December, okay. And all during that time, all kinds of wild things happened, including us getting connected with Dr. Bill, And we talked with some other KGO hosts, and I think there are some other hosts that are still not on the air. Am I right, Bill?
Yeah. They're doing a little bit here and there. I don't think any of them are on permanently anyway.
And so don't think, gang, that we haven't been thinking a lot about you know, swapping. It's not as if we made a change from 9 to noon and pulled Rush out of there, that we wouldn't have all kinds of neat possibilities to consider, including some of those KGO hosts, including Alex Jones, as Margaret is suggesting here. And so there's all kinds of things that we could do, you know. And
Alex Jones is the leader in international radio broadcasting.
Well, there's no question on the internet. He makes Rush Limbaugh look like a grain of sand, and people don't realize that. I mean, in radio, in the world of broadcast radio, it's the opposite. Rush is the 800-pound gorilla, and hardly anybody has heard of Alex Jones.
Well, I can take about 20 minutes of maybe a half hour of Alex Jones, and I'm switching over to probably a music radio station at that point, because that's about
He is changing, though. Don't you think he's changing, Margaret? He's getting to be a little more mainstream. He's still real passionate and fun to listen to and everything, and very, very different. But he is changing and getting a little more mainstream.
Yeah, but if we're so rapidly changing, Alex Jones is adapting and processing everything, and
exactly.
He's coming around to be, I mean, he's a young man, he's maturing right. by the hour.
That's true. It's true. Okay, great. Hey, Margaret, thank you so much for your call to the Saturday special. Okay? Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, now.
The air?
No, we're on the air. No, hold on just a sec. Hold on, don't go away. That was our special fanfare music to announce the arrival of Rebecca Costa. Rebecca, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Interesting show today.
Yeah, good. I'm happy you called. I can't wait to hear your perspective. This is Rebecca Costa of the Costa Report, Fridays from 2 to 4 p.m. on your favorite radio station.
Well, you know how I feel. I guess I'm going to throw a different opinion in the mix here. I feel, you know, I'm on the radio because I feel like anything divisive is really bad for the country at this point.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't care if it's left or right. I think the more we fan the flames of divisiveness in this country, the more we're just adding to gridlock, and the kind of gridlock we see in Washington, D.C. So you know that my program is I try to be as politically neutral as possible, and I know it's a little old-fashioned, and somebody said to me it's sort of an acquired taste, but I'd like to see some effort at neutrality on AM radio because I really feel it's been hijacked by the left and the right, and they're using it as a platform to get their opinions.
Now
out.
You're one of the smartest women I know, and it's so cool that you're on the radio with Dr. Bill, who's the smartest man I know. And
well,
so,
that's true, and I have a lot of respect for Dr. Bill. But let me just say this, because your program today is about advertising and censorship, basically what I consider to be censorship.
Right.
So you know my position. I don't really like programs from the left and the right, because I think it's irresponsible journalism just in general. And so even though I may have somebody like Grover Norquist on, followed by Alan Dershowitz, and I get people from the extreme left and the extreme right, I treat my guests with respect, and I feel that my job is to get what they want to talk about out to the public so that the public can make up their own mind. They don't need me telling them what to think. What they need is a venue, a long-form venue, to get information so they can make up their own mind. Now, having said that, let me say this about censorship. I cannot tell you how many emails I get when the public doesn't like a guest. They want to censor my guest, which is crazy. If I have Grover Norquist on, I hear from everybody on the left that he's the Antichrist because he got everybody to sign the no tax increases. And then if I have Alan Dershowitz on, I get everybody from the right that's up in arms and says, how could anybody advertise on your program? And so it's not just people going up against Rush. Even a person like me who is committed to neutral journalism, and everybody who listens to my show knows I'm passionate about this, they want to censor the guests I have on. That's crazy.
What do you think, Dr. Bill?
Well, I think she's right on the mark. My impression is the closest thing we have to the truth when you have controversial issues happens to be a courtroom where you can get the opinions of both sides out in as candid form as you can, and then folks can make a decision. But, you know, quite often trying to find someone who's just perfectly in the middle is like, you know, it comes across like cold oatmeal, you know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. People say, you know, I get constant feedback, you know, well, you're boring, or I don't know where you're coming from, and I need to know. And I'm thinking, no, you know what you need to do? You need to listen to what these people are saying and make up your own mind.
Sure.
And we've gotten to this point where nobody wants to think anymore. They don't want to make up their own mind. It's too much work. It's too hard. I'd rather you tell me what to think. And I'm not going to play that game.
Rush started all that. He used to say, you don't have to do any of that. I will do all the thinking for you.
That's right. And I'm not going to play that game. And I don't care if it's a program on the left or the right. When you abdicate, right, your ability to think, to take in the facts, and to reason, you abdicate your greatest genetic inheritance. That is the greatest genetic inheritance that humans have, and you must not abandon your ability to think. So I really strongly object to these shenanigans about forcing radio stations to censor based on using, you know, the leverage they have with advertisers. It's really wrong. And the fact that they're going after a politically neutral program like mine says it all. It says it all.
Well, look, I have to say it again. I think this so-called attack, MZ, is really, it's just really a paper bag. I really do. I've experienced this.
I wish Michael Olson was here for you to hear that.
I know, but if he would
go
check these things, he'd find it's the same so-called 2,000 every time you have something people don't like. And the other 200,000 who are listening out there typically do not have time to go sign a petition or mount a petition or take, you know, part in an internet blog because they're busy making a living. They're busy running this country. You see?
You're absolutely right. Good people of this country, they're not out recruiting. You know what they're doing? They're going to work. They're helping their kids with their homework. They're busy. They're busy, and they enjoy getting good programming on the radio. But they're not out there standing in the street with a petition. They don't have time for that.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, you people say, well, Limbaugh, as you pointed out, MZ, says, hey, you don't have to, I'll do all the thinking for you. This is a typical pizzazz everyone does.
I know. I can see through that.
You know, the liberals say the same thing to you. You don't dare disagree. They'll call you a fool.
Limbaugh doesn't tell people to not dare disagree. He just says, I'll do the work for you. You're busy enough. I'll do all the thinking and studying and research for you.
That's exactly what the liberals pretend to do, only they don't come out and tell you that their opinion. They're going to tell you how to think, too.
But Rush is saying that with his tongue in his cheek, and the people are taking it seriously. I mean, that's what I don't understand. I mean, just like, can't people see the humor?
When he says, I've got one hand tied behind my back and I can deal with him, you know, that's if you don't smile, you know, you're not awake.
It means you're humorless.
That's right, basically,
is what it means. Rebecca Costa, I'm so happy you called. Did you get to say everything you wanted to say?
Listen, I just wanted to get my two cents in worth because I feel like, you know, all the attention's gone on the Rush program, but I think what I want the audience to know, and particularly people listening to your program this morning, is that every single host on radio and on television has been threatened by this same kind of thing. And it doesn't matter if you're the right or the left or you're even trying to carve out some territory to be politically neutral, you're going to have some form of censorship show up, and you cannot succumb to it. It's just absolutely wrong to succumb to it on any level. You cannot give in to terrorists.
You want to say something, MZ? Chris?
Don't go.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, look, one other quick comment. The proof of the pudding is this. The other part of the rumor I didn't tell you is that Limbaugh is rolling in money over this. And if you'll notice, those advertisers who were intimidated and pulled out, ordinary kind of advertisers, the slots are suddenly being filled with lengthy personal endorsements from Limbaugh for other companies now that are paying four and five times as much as the normal ad rate.
Oh, damn. Just when I was going to go and buy some advertising.
Well, people such as the ones you have in the studio right now, you see?
Uh-huh.
You know, every time I listen to this radio station, I find another host that I really want to tune into. Rebecca, she's amazing. This is exactly the kind of thinking that lines up with the way I think. It's neutral, so it.
But you can't listen to all, or else you'd go broke because you have to go make a living with your business.
Huh? Am I advertising under her slot? Because I better be.
This is just
this kind of third party idea, basically neutral. Something that's not a fight between the Democrats and the Republicans, which are constantly arguing between each other. As long as the fight's going on in that realm, no third party can get into existence at all. So I would like to spend my marketing dollars there, where somebody makes some sense of things, like Dr. Bill.
Support.
Okay. Well, you know who to talk to.
Every time I listen to KSCO, I think to myself, man, I just ought to lock my radio up on 1080.
Well, I listen to anything else. People do miss a lot. They really do. Now, I ran into a person at Costco last night that I hadn't seen in many years, an attorney named Bob Ludlow. And Bob said to me, he said, he saw it was me, and I said, hi, Bob. He looked up, and he says, oh, yeah, there, Michael, you still in the radio business? And I said, well, you obviously aren't listening to KSCO, or you would know that. You were making noises about getting out a few years ago. I said, yeah, that was when I was stressed out because we didn't have a good business manager. Now we got the best business manager anybody could ever have. That made all the difference in the world. But I said, why don't you listen to KSCO? You're missing an awful lot. And he says to me, you know, I'm just not into Limbaugh. And I said, but oh my God, I started tearing my hair out of my head right in front of him, and I made a scene at Costco in front of everybody. They said, what's this crazy person tearing his hair out of his head for? What did this man say to him that made him go nuts? It happens so much. People who don't like Limbaugh and who equate all of KSCO with Rush Limbaugh, they don't realize what they're missing. If you don't like Limbaugh, don't listen to Limbaugh, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know? Don't discard the whole radio station. Chances are everything, if you hate Limbaugh and can't stand to listen to him for even 1 second, you know when he's on? 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Don't tune in then. But if you don't tune in to the rest of the time, you're going to miss an awful lot. So, well, yeah, okay.
Well, can I just add this, Michael, because I do want people to understand this, and I know how they feel about Rush Limbaugh. And I like I said, I think a lot of attention is being paid to the Rush Limbaugh program and that the station winds up getting branded in that way as opposed to people looking at the programming that you offer throughout the day, which spans all the way from Alex Jones to Dr. Bill to myself to what's left. You know, there is a mix of programming there, and I have to say that of all the stations that I had a choice to go on, what I really appreciated was I had no pressure, and I want to go on record as saying this, I had no pressure whatsoever from the programming director there, from yourself, station owners, nobody to change my format or to try to go to the left or right. I had nothing but a great deal of respect come from the station owners in terms of my desire to remain politically neutral, because I feel there's such a scarcity of that on the radio. There's such a scarcity of just a responsibility to get facts out to the public and let them decide for themselves. And I appreciated that very much, and that's why I'm at KSCO as opposed to another station.
Well,
so,
bless
you know, that's
you,
the
Rebecca.
Fair thing.
Thank you.
Do get pressured. Hosts get pressured. There's no question about it, but I've never felt pressured there.
Well, I appreciate your saying that. Thank you much. And who's next? Who's up next week on the Costa Report?
You know what? We have the former ambassador to Mexico in honor of Cinco de Mayo, Dr. Jeffrey Davidow, will be with me for an hour next Friday at 2 p.m.
Cool. And then no calls then. That's your format. But the second
right.
hour, with you engage
form.
With the callers in the second hour.
Yeah, I do a long-form interview a la Charlie Rose, because I want them to get off their darn talking points, the ones that they do over and over again on every network. And the only way I know how to do that is to give them the full hour to actually talk and get their ideas out. So we're going to be talking about immigration, about these really powerful drug cartels that are coming across the border, and what we need to do to improve our relationships, not only with Mexico, but with Latin American countries, and why that's a matter of national security at this point. So we're going to be talking about that. And then the second hour, as you know, I open up the phone lines and have a discussion about whatever the guest had to say.
Right. Well, great. That's Rebecca Costa, the Costa Report, Fridays 2 to 4 p.m. on your favorite radio station.
All right,
AM
Michael, I have to go now.
There you go.
Great show today. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate you that you called in here. Dan in Pacific Grove, Bruce in Soquel, Nick on Acel, Sun in Boulder Creek, stay with us. It's like 17 minutes remain in the program, and we need to do commercials for both last hour and this hour, right? Are we ready, Dave? Yeah, okay. Take it away, Dave. We'll try to get to everybody. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Nikos. I'm the owner of Terrabella Landscaping.
This was a really great experience with Terrabella. This was a complete re-landscaping of an entire established yard. We had some concepts for what we wanted to do, and Nikos and the Terrabella team came in and added a lot of great ideas and really helped us, you know, create the vision that we were looking for. Nikos and his team were very professional. He had some very good craftsmen and landscapers, and they did a really creative job, not only with building new construction, but with reusing old materials. So it was a very satisfactory output for all of us, I think. We're very keen on doing our own planting, vegetables, that type of thing. And they created us a great space that we can use for ourselves.
We're Terrabella Landscaping, Santa Cruz, California, 831-479-1629 or at gardensforalifetime.com.
Spring is just around the corner, which means it's time to get your RV and trailers ready to roll. Hi, I'm Rena Mills of RV Service Center of Santa Cruz, your locally owned RV parts and repair center with over 36 years of service to the Central Coast community. In addition to RV repairs, our qualified staff services and maintains boat, horse, and utility trailers and toy haulers. We also restore vintage RVs and work hand-in-hand with all insurance companies to ensure your RV is restored to its original condition. Get your RV and trailers ready to roll into spring with the help of your friends at RV Service Center. You'll find us easy to reach and easy to use at 2525 Mission Street, cross street of Mission and Swift in Santa Cruz, 831-427-0881, again, 427-0881, or you can email us at rvscsc.com.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangerl. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangerl family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Spark here with these folks today.
Oh, that's my cue. I'm back on the air. Well, welcome back, MZ and Dr. Bill Wattenberg. Chris Gilardi and Mark Lesnick are out. They're talking to Kay in the front office or something. But you can still come on down, buy one of Kay's books, and have her sign it, personally inscribe it for you if you want. 2300 Portola Drive. She'll be here probably till 12:15, 12:30 if you want to come by. Always a great everybody who's ever met Kay says considers it, you know, just a really cool experience. And so it's a quarter till noon, and we got a bunch of people on the phone here, including Dan in Pacific Grove, Bruce in Soquel, Nick in Ocel, and Sun in Boulder Creek. Let's go to Sun in Boulder Creek. Sun, welcome to KSU.
Hello.
It's Sun, a.k.a. Mrs. Future, on the radio with MZ and Dr. Bill. And here comes Mark back into the studio, and here comes Chris.
And MZ, now you have your other spark plug on the air here.
Yeah, that's true. So, Sun, to what do we owe the pleasure?
Well, I just wanted to say, first when I tuned into the show, I couldn't believe we were having this conversation about Rush Limbaugh again.
Again, yeah, just beating a dead horse. But it really wasn't
great show.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I think the intelligence of having this conversation is what's missing on most media. And, you know, to really have people with strong opinions who don't agree and making it okay, especially in Santa Cruz when people are so proud of, like, who they hate, it's really refreshing to let
Yeah, that's well said. Very well said.
They're so proud of who they hate.
Take that to the bank.
And we got Dr. Future here, too.
Hey, you guys.
Hi. Hey, Dr. Future. How are you?
Hey, good. I just want to point out that in our show, we try to point out some of the things that affect us all that go way beyond the left versus the right, like this new asteroid mining company that just came out.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Did they really convince you that they're going to make some money?
Yeah, I think, they have a good case for it. They have a case that, for example, one asteroid, as a matter of fact, I want to see what were they focusing on. Did they have a particular rock in mind? And apparently they do. There's one rock that's worth $20 trillion.
It could
solve the national debt. One rock.
Might cost that much to get there.
But, you know, I still would like to know, what do they claim is worth the $20 trillion in that rock? I'm a little familiar with this. What do they claim?
The observations by John Lewis. He's a professor of planetary science, author of Mining the Sky, Untold Riches from the Asteroids. And he's a consultant to Planetary Resources, of course. And he's the analysis that they're basing this on. And they say that this particular, it's just called Amun 3554, and it's $8 trillion in platinum alone on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several hundred tons on Earth has ever been produced of platinum, and this one rock would contain more than we've ever done. So see how it's got these guys exciting. In a sense, it's also politically it's interesting because it's a rise of a new elite beyond what Alex Jones was talking about, which is the old elite. There's more money in this than anything that has happened in the history of the species up to this point.
Well, then it's not rare anymore if you bring it back to Earth and all those that mass, and it's not worth as much, would it be?
Right.
Well, you value your own product.
You turn it into the value of copper.
Yes. On the other hand, somebody better check some numbers somewhere. I'll have to tell you something. If you want 200 tons of platinum, if you want 2,000 tons, you can go buy it on the market tomorrow. Now, that number is way off. And there's no evidence that he can show that there are these quantities of platinum in that asteroid. All we have are surface observations and on and on. And that, look, there's been about 20 of these claims that whip up folks to hand you their retirement money. And you really have to investigate and do a little critical thinking. The latest one before this guy was helium-3. Happens to be an isotope of helium in which you can extract lots of energy if you can get a lot of it. But when you figure out what it takes to get it here, it becomes a different story. But I would really check some of the numbers.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it needs to be looked at more closely. And there's the fact that if you dropped all this metal on the world market, there was a point there that this could crash the market. But the company would still own that much in equity, which would allow them to borrow against it. And
Bill, let me just, you know me, I'm all about kind of the dream, the inspiration, getting us out of our rut and to someplace where we want to go. And what I like about it is that we're imagining ourselves as a space-faring civilization. And what does that look like? And how do we get there from here? So, okay, let's keep juggling the numbers until they make sense. But let's not pretend that this dream is unattainable, because anything that we set our minds to is attainable. We just have to figure it out.
Well, it's attainable if, in fact, the material object you're going after even exists. When you talk about attainment and achievement, moving out into space, going to Mars, these things are great. We'll all do them someday. I just simply question who came up with this number and can verify that there's $1 trillion worth of platinum in that particular asteroid. And there's a little problem. Because most of what we know as the moon and a good part of the Earth and the other planets are consistent with the materials in the asteroid belt. We don't know of massive deviations from the distribution we have right here on Earth, you see.
Well, I think it's worth exploring further. I put a link to this on my webpage. You're welcome to check out.
Sure.
But it's just an example of
that's
one.
That's drfutureshow.com?
Yeah, drfutureshow.com, and go to the link.
DRFUTU, yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Great.
Yeah,
hey, listen, guys, we got to get to a bunch of others, but listen, right. the Dr. Future Show is on Tuesdays from 2 to 4 p.m., and Dr. and Mrs. Future and I are currently in, are we allowed to say, high-level discussions to expand, you know?
I think you should, for sure, anyway.
Oh, I know what you think. I know exactly what you think. This is part of the reason why we're doing it, Dr. Bill, here. So, anyhow, thanks so much. If you haven't heard the Dr. Future Show, definitely worth tuning into. And you can, if you can't, from 2 to 4, there's a podcast available at drfutureshow.com and soon to be at ksco.com. Okay, thanks very much for calling, Alan Sun. You take care, okay?
Sure, you guys.
Next caller, Dan in Pacific Grove. Welcome to the Saturday special, Dan. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Real good discussion. So I've been listening to KSCO's. I lived in Santa Cruz back in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
A lot of variety. You really do. Like you say, a voice for the community. And the diversity of the community. And matter of fact, one of my neighbors recently moved to this area, and I recommended one of your shows to her. And I found myself commenting to her. I said, you know, KSCO, they're really, best description, I think they're keeping the promises the public radio made.
And, wow.
Are you writing this stuff down, Mike? This is excellent. We've had a really great show.
Yeah, you need that one. You need that one in your promos, Michael. That is really well. That is really well said.
To be attributed.
Say it again, really loud.
To be attributed to Dan and Pacific Grove. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'll give you the other one. A while back, talking about generating your own news.
Say that again.
I told you. I said I prefer fresh over canned.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, maybe I should have gone
it. Stick with the first one.
Keep your first line. You can't beat that for a while.
Wow, I'll say.
Really enjoy and find very stimulating and interesting the variety you have. I don't need to listen to somebody that I always agree with. I don't mind a challenge to my ideas. And a little eye-opener now and then. And be a different perspective, if nothing.
You know what I think? I'm beginning to think that the very people who are lobbying for us to pull the plug on Rush, they're listening. They can't help themselves. They're listening to the radio station.
Well, I have a question. A question regarding that. It's interesting. Margaret generated the discussion into this area, but I was curious to hear your perspective on this, Michael. The apparent animosity generated towards Rush Limbaugh. Have you sensed that kind of hostility towards Alex Jones?
Not a bit. Mm-hmm. No.
Interesting.
No, everybody. And I'm telling you, Margaret's really getting to me. And Margaret's not the only person who's said, you know, put just do a little flip-flop. Alex is there live from 9 to noon, except he's on the smaller station. It's been suggested on this program before that we just do a flip flop, that we put Rush on the smaller station from 9 to noon and put Alex on the bigger station. You know?
And as far as left and right, I shy away from those labels. I would refuse to label myself. Whenever somebody tries to do that and asks me and says, "Well, are you left, right?" I look at him and say, "Look, life really isn't that. Yeah. Let's talk about an issue and see where that takes me."
Okay? Yeah.
And I've observed that most people, perhaps everybody, considers to be the middle. Like when a map, you could tell where a world map has been printed, which country is in the middle.
Good point. Hey, listen, Dan, I'd love to talk with you more. You've given us this great slogan to use. Keep listening to KSCO. We love you and appreciate it. But we got to get to Bruce and SoCal and Nick and Ocel. So,
Thank you.
Bruce and SoCal, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to say one thing in defense of Rush. You've had guests on and people bashing him from left to right, calling him a misogynist, a racist, and every other possible derogatory term.
Yeah.
If you listen to Rush, you will find out that.
Oh no. We don't know what you're saying. Your cell phone is cutting out. What's happening? Oh, my God. Isn't that terrible? Okay. Thank you. Sorry that didn't work out. Nick Anasel, you're on the air on KSCO.
Yeah, hi, MZ.
Hi.
I believe we're still talking about Rush. But
really the whole censorship thing is what we're talking about. Not so much Rush. Rush happens to be the carrier, you know.
I know. I've listened for the last few weeks.
Oh, my God. Now we're losing all the phone calls just because of the damn cell technology.
Hang on, don't go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, I had a bit of a personal question for you. I mean, I've listened to you over the last few years, and I know you've kind of woken up to having to get the makers of Thrive on the show, and you support Ron Paul, I believe. And
very much so.
I think you've woken up to 9/11 truth somewhat. And I guess my question to the morally is, how can you have this guy, Rush, and still support him, really, and give him an audience? It's just really a sideshow to far more you know, serious things in life.
Hey, Nick, because he brings an audience to this station, which is a business. Do you want me to say it again?
Well,
he brings an audience to this station, which is a commercial business.
Yeah. I can, if it's a business decision, I can fully understand that. But
at the same time... It is. Yeah. It's nothing but a business decision. So I hope you feel a whole lot better now, do you?
I mean, if you keep the doors open, I'm all for that. Because I want
you to
tell
the doors are always open here.
We should have started with that part.
We have the widest open doors, I think, of any radio station anywhere.
And you know what? And MZ, the Saturday special is a true gift to our community. It's an amazing show. It's wonderful. And keep the doors open. I love it. But you know what? Why don't you swap him? Swap him. Put Rush on the small station.
Okay, but more and more people are suggesting that. You know, so we'll see what I wonder what my email is going to say. Thank you very much for the kind words, Nick. Appreciate it. Bruce and SoCal, are you at a better phone now here?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say I was trying to make a defense of Rush. What one thing is he never, ever called, Mr. Zwirling?
What is he never called? Boring.
There goes your
phone again. All righty.
Yeah. You know, MZ, I have to interject a little shot here. It's interesting. My detractors over the years always had much to say as your previous caller, you know. Why do you keep the guy on the air? But you know, the thing that always tickled me when I'd read their emails and see their responses, they're listening every week.
Yeah, all the time. It's great.
They listen to every word.
How true. Anyhow, so listen, Bill, you got some good programs, you know, heading our way, right? This
well,
weekend.
Hey,
plus, you're going to be down here in the flesh on Wednesday. Huh?
I'll be there Wednesday, and hey, look, it's turning out that your callers just generate so many good topics and subjects. I don't need to worry anymore. You got some of the greatest in the world, Bill.
Yeah. Great.
Really do.
Well, so happy you're part of us. You know. So.
Hey, delighted to be with you today.
Great. Thanks a lot. Thank you to Mark Lesnick. Thank you to Chris Gallardi from Specialized Helicopters, Mark Lesnick from Mark Concrete. And I see Rick is now the pilot in command. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Oh, wait a minute. We got to do the That's All, folks.
That's all, folks. Over a period of 8 years. Very heavily fortified, and there is concern that there could be some kind of booby trap, parts of it rigged to explode, or something that could injure deputies in some way. So although they have visual confirmation that Peter Keller is dead, it could be some time before they can actually get in and get the body and conduct their investigation.
Well-known Chinese activist escaping 19 months of house arrest there said to have shown up at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. Chen Guangcheng, now reportedly under the protection of U.S. officials there. Secretary of State Clinton has been a vocal supporter of Chen, who exposed his country's sterilization programs. She is expected in Beijing for trade talks next week, which now shape up differently, as we hear from CBS News senior national security analyst Juan Zarate.
The United States and Secretary of State has to determine how to deal not only with this particular incident, but the broader question of human rights in China. And that is an uncomfortable position, but one now that the situation is bringing to the fore.
United Nations mission in South Sudan says today four people, including one UN staff member, taken to Khartoum by Sudanese armed forces. Peter Greste is an Al Jazeera English TV correspondent.
The area seems to have settled into something of a low-level sniping operation between these two sides. It remains so tense and so heavily militarized that any relatively small incident has the potential to inflame the situation.
Makes you wonder what's going to happen this summer when the Olympics are underway in London.
Passengers arriving at London's Heathrow Airport had to wait up to 3 hours to get through passport control this week. Not enough immigration staff. Theo Giorgio says it took him longer than after 9/11 at JFK.
I've never seen that traveling all around the world. Unbelievable. It's shock.
No apology from UK Border Force Chief Brian Moore.
If that becomes necessary to keep our public safe, that's what we will do.
Lawmakers and airlines demand government government action before the Olympic crunch, less than 3 months away. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Last night, prom nights for the students of Henryville High School in Indiana. It happened despite the tornado 2 months ago that destroyed the school and the gym where the after-prom festivities would have taken place. Mackenzie Smith is a senior there.
I didn't think at first that they were going to pull it off. But this is even better than all the past proms.
Everything at the prom donated, from decorations, food, even some of the attire. Student Sean Murphy, very grateful.
Everybody's impacted, but whenever people can come together and do stuff like this for us, it just shows that they really care.
It was just a 3.8. That earthquake that rattled some Southern Californians awake this morning. No major damage, no injury reported. This is CBS News.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Have you heard? We're letting a million people try Proactiv 100% risk-free and get our fast-acting refining mask and green tea moisturizer free when you call right now. 1-800-762-3928. You heard it. You'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv 100% risk-free plus two free extras. You won't risk a penny. Call now for America's number one acne system. 1-800-762-3928. That's 1-800-762-3928.
KSCO Drive Time 12:04. It's Saturday, April 28th. I'm Rick O'Shea on KSCO with a King of the Hill traffic update. Highway 1 northbound through Santa Cruz County is extremely slow. Stop-and-go traffic begins in Aptos, continuing that way all the way to the Fishhook. Once on Highway 17, definitely have some brake lights just over the top side of the hill close to the Lexington Reservoir. An accident, two cars, 17 northbound just before Bear Creek Road. Both vehicles are off on the far right-hand side. CHP is on scene. This accident happened just a few minutes ago. Traffic definitely slowing down. Give us a call at KSCO 475-1080. For any updates on your traffic this afternoon. As far as your forecast goes, plenty of sun, highs in the upper 70s. In many areas, low 80s in the warmest spots, a little bit cooler around the Monterey Peninsula, upper 50s and low 60s there. 5 minutes past 12 on KSCO, time for Perspectives.
Good afternoon. You've tuned into the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I'm your host, and joining me in the studio as special guest host is Tom Quinn, and our special in-house guest today is Gary Richard Arnold. Thanks for joining us today.
How you doing, Donald?
Great.
Anyway, today we're continuing our opportunity to interview some of the local candidates. We've had Bruce McPherson on. We had Daniel Beckett. Now we're going to have Gary Arnold. How you doing, Gary?
Pretty good, Tom.
So Gary's running for the supervisory district. What number is that?
It's the first district.
First district, and who will some of your opponents be?
Well, there's Charles Platon, who's kind of a community activist, worked for the Sierra Club. And then, of course, there's John Lee.